have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scout.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout and see. Brought to you by Lipton, crisp Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, George Bryan, everybody. This is Arthur Godfrey. Isn't this a cute hat, huh? Somebody sent me a little fireman's hat, fire chief, with little tea bags hung all around it here. So in case the hose plays on me, it shouldn't be a total loss. I'll have some tea. I wish you folks up in the radio could see that. It's really something to see. Can I give it to you, young fella? You look awful pretty with that. Hat out, boy.
Where did you put it on, man?
Put it on. Let me see how it looks on. Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty. Okay. Isn't this pew weather we're having, huh? And continued pew, too. And the baseball season is in New York is supposed to open tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow. Boy, can you imagine what those fields will look like, huh? The guy will lay down a bunt and slide to third base with the thing. You know, I hope that Joe DiMaggio will be able to play this year. Doggone, as a shame. I guess every sports fan in the country is lined up man to man, hoping for his heel to heel, huh? I'm quite a baseball fan myself. You know, I see every game. Sometimes I get so doggone excited I almost knock over my television set. It isn't generally known, you know, but I used to be quite a player in my youth. I was quite a pitcher, as a matter of fact. They used to say that I throw the ball better than anybody. The only thing is they spelled ball with a U. Well, anyhow, I thought you'd like that one. Let's see. It's Lipton soup and tea time. For our talent scout, the first one is Al Chargill. Is that Al? Do I pronounce that right?
Chargill.
Al Chargill, huh? What do you do for a living, Al?
Drive a truck.
And what kind of truck?
Oh, big.
Big?
Straight job.
Mm-hmm. What do you haul in the truck?
General trucking, mostly printed matter.
Oh, I see. Is it your own truck? Or do you?
No, I work for my uncle.
Oh, for your uncle, huh? Uh-huh. What's the name of his company? Let's give him a plug.
S&F,
huh? S&F, okay, we'll go on. S&F about the trucking business. Do you always want to drive a truck? Is that your ambition?
No. I'd like to be a millionaire, but I think I'll settle for commercial art.
Commercial art? Mm-hmm. Hey, a good commercial artist could be a millionaire.
Well, that's why I'm taking it up.
Are you studying?
Well, I intend to go to school in September.
Can you draw it all now?
I can make a straight line.
Better than I can do. Did you bring us any talent?
Yes, I did.
Who?
Well, on one of my trips out of New York, I stopped off at the Wayside Club in West Springfield, Mass.
Mm-hmm. Boss know about that? Oh, okay.
Listen.
And what'd you find there?
I found a great little group singing and playing there.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the group?
The name of the group was the Eddie Smith Trio.
Eddie Smith Trio. And you brought them here tonight?
Yes, I did.
Do you know where else they've entertained? What's their background?
Well, I know they played at Doc's Cocktail Lounge in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, I don't know the other places they've
ever been on radio that you know of?
Well, I guess they have.
I mean, as a trio.
Yeah.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Never national network, though.
No, not that I know.
Well, we're going to give them a big break right now. Thanks.
Right, you.
Al. Let's get them on here right now. The Eddie Smith Trio. They've got a guitar, a violin, a bass violin, rather, a piano, and what do you call that thing you got on the piano?
Oh, that's a small piano. That's a baby.
Give me that again. What do you call it?
That's our baby piano.
Oh, baby piano. Yeah. Oh. Okay, let's hear what you do with it now. The Eddie Smith Trio.
Begins to play. If you listen, you will hear the toy piano polka, the polka of the year. Mm-hmm.
time to swing their fireplace in an old time polka dance. When you hear the toy piano as it tinkles out of tune, you can bet your bottom dollar that you'll do the polka soon. You can have the Pennsylvania, you can have the clarinet, you can have the two fat polka, we would rather hear instead.
Clarinet, you can have the two fat polka, we would
rather hear instead. The Eddie Smith Trio. The toy piano polka. You can have the two fat polka too, boys. I got tired of it myself. See, you know, this springtime season that we got on brings on a thing they used to call spring fever. We used to take a lot of, what was it, sulfur and molasses for it or something? Some horrible gook. Well, I got something that's a whole lot more appetizing, a whole lot more delicious, and will lift you up, too, and that's this Lipton tea. I'm not kidding you now. You take a tip from me. You folks who aren't tea drinkers, or tree dinkers, whichever it is. Then take a tip from me and try some tea. I don't care what kind of tea you get. Try any kind of tea. See? Go ahead. I don't care. Buy anybody's tea. Because if you become a tea drinker, it's like I told you last week, you'll eventually get to Lipton. See? In every product that there's always a best one. And sooner or later, people who drink whatever there is to drink finally get to the best one. See? And you'll find that this Lipton tea really is. It's a brisk, wonderful tea. And if you brew it right, on a spring afternoon when you're just sagging down at the knees, you know, and have a cup of hot Lipton tea, just sip it slowly, it'll pick you up and it won't let you down afterwards with such a bang. Try it for me now, see, I'm not kidding you. It's a wonderful beverage. That's the Philadelphia influence. I was down there last week. That's what they call those things down there, beaverages. That's so the police won't know what they're talking about on Sunday, you know? Let's meet the next talent scout. Rita Connolly, huh? Rita Connolly. Hello there.
Come and sit with me.
Hey, that's a very, very nice Easter outfit you got there. It is an Easter outfit, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Is it Mrs. Connolly or Miss?
It's Mrs.
It would be. How long have you been married?
16 months.
Got any little Connollys?
I surely have.
How many?
One.
One. And how old is this one?
5 months.
And what is it, a boy? Or?
It's a boy.
A boy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be just as proud if it had been a girl?
Oh, surely, but it's a boy.
Tell me, what did you do before you got married?
Well, I sang in Detroit, and I modeled with the Ernest Kern Company.
You were modeling?
Mm-hmm.
What made you quit modeling?
Well, I got tired of changing costumes so many times during the day.
You got to admit that was good training for being a mother. Tell me, Mrs. Connolly, whom did you bring for us today?
Well, I brought my husband, John Connolly.
Well, what's he do?
Well, he's a singer. He was in the Army, but he never sang professionally before that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. Tell me the story about it.
Well, he was in special service and sang in an Army show called Foxhole Folly. And when he got out, he decided to make music his career. So he sung on a local radio station in the South and appeared at the Westwood Supper Club in Richmond, Virginia.
What's he going to do for us tonight?
Well, he's going to sing Because.
Because. Guy Dodlow's Because. Okay, thanks very much, Mrs. Connolly. Let's have your hubby out here. John Connolly.
Because you come to me with not save love and hold my hand and lift mine eyes above. A wider world of hope and joy I see.
I got a cute thing in the mail here I got to show you. Where the heck is it? Here it is, here. This thing came in the mail. I get the darnest things in the mail. This is from Baltimore, Maryland. I wish you folks, all of you, had television so you could see this. I'm going to have to describe it to those of you who don't. But you've all seen the Lipton tea package with the picture of Sir Thomas on it, you know? Sir Thomas Lipton with his little white mustache and his yachting cap. Well, Lou Sachs in Baltimore, Maryland, sends me this letter with this picture, which I'll show you in a minute. It says, a husband and wife living together for some time eventually get to look like each other. So after you're advertising Lipton tea for some time, you seem to resemble Lipton more every day. All you need is the get-up that I'm sending you. A mustache and a goatee, and there you are. Your mustache can serve as a strainer for your Lipton noodle soup. Put the camera on this, will you? Can you see that? That is the most amazing thing. I don't know what you're applauding for. That doesn't look any more like Sir Thomas than Archie does. Well, I look like a sergeant in the late Kaiser's army, you know? They've taken one of my pictures and put a big white mustache and a goatee on it and a yachting cap. Oh, it's charming. Here, you can have this one. That's great.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, we get some of the cutest things here. Oh, wait, you haven't seen anything yet. The Rockaway Playland sent me something. Wheel that thing out here, will you? Bring it out here. You've got to see. Here. The audience in the studio can see it, and the television audience can see it. It's an erector set. Not an erector set. What do they call it? Constructioneer. Pardon me. It's a competitor of erector, I guess. They build a Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round, and a, what do you call that thing? A swing-around or something. And they got it hooked up. I'm going to start. It's one of the little characters on it. Is a little tea bag hanging on the horses in the merry-go-round and on the Ferris wheel and on the carousel. Isn't that cute? That's just as cute as it can be.
It's Rockaway's Playland.
It's Rockaway's Playland. It's a little plug for Rockaway's Playland. Where is Rockaway's Playland? On Coney Island? No, where is it? Come and get it, boys. Don't let it sit there and cook. Now we have another talent scout here. And how do you do? Good to see you. What's your name, Mrs. Bruce?
Mrs. Bruce.
Mrs. Sally Bruce.
That's right.
Tell me who you brought with you tonight. Where do you come from?
Freeport,
huh? Who'd you bring with you, Mrs. Bruce?
I have to get
right on. Your son. What's your son do?
He's a comedian.
What's his name?
Lenny Bruce.
What's his professional background?
His professional background? Well, when he came out of the Navy, he worked a lot of theaters and nightclubs throughout the coast. And more recently, he was at the Crossroads nightclub in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes. What kind of comedy does he do?
Oh, impersonations, mimicry.
Oh, wonderful. And what's his name?
Lenny Bruce.
Let's bring him on. Thank you, Mrs. Bruce.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to see that television is coming in so strong in vaudeville. You know, the action I get the biggest kick out of are the impersonators. I love it when they come out and say, "All right, George, I want you to stay up the north side, you stay up the south side, you stay up the west side, you stay up the north side, you stay up the east side. Glad there's no more sides." Or they go, "Please, get out of here. I hate you. And besides that, I don't like you." Then the feminine characters.
Rally, mother. Oh, kiss me, Gregory. Kiss me, Gregory. Oh, Gregory, how you can peck.
But you know, I don't know if you people realize it or not, but we're not the only country that have impersonators. While I was in the Navy, I spent about 2.5 years overseas. And some of that time was spent in Bavaria. In the evenings, if we didn't have anything to do, it was a little Bavarian vaudeville house. And the act that I got the biggest kick out of was the Bavarian mimic.
This is how we stop the music. Just get back from Hollywood telephone. Made three pictures. One to stay and one to stay. This is the Falcon making freaking face impersonation. This is the freaking making gangster with the Falcon Cagney.
All right, Jocko, that's the freaking making Falcon with Dirty Falcon. That's the freaking making Falcon. That's the Falcon in the finger. That's the Falcon with the Lipton's tea.
That's the figure, mid monster man with Alice Hollywood. This is the man meeting Peter Lorre.
Please, that's the Falcon meeting Freaking Falcon. That's the Falcon meeting Falcon. The man meeting Falcon is Freaking. Why? That's the Falcon meeting Pyramids.
That's the figure with feminine with Alice Hollywood. That's the Kluger meeting Betty Davis. Fill up, I'll get the letter out. This is Falcon.
True, you're laughing. It's Falcon Morgan, a fat lip.
This is the Klieger, it's old man with Alice Hollywood. This is the man meeting Kluger with Alice and Falcon and Barry Fitzgerald.
This is Kluger with Friesen Schmidt.
Now, das ist der Mann mit Badman mit Dallas Hollywood. Das ist der Frege mit dem Schmiggi. Das ist der Mann mit dem Falger, mit dem Humpen Bogart. All right, Rege, grab die Schmiege. Spring mit singen und tanzen, Frankie Lane. 1, 2, 3, 4.
ich nicht mein. Das Dräge Draht, die Schmägel, das Flügen, Mausen, Bein, das ist die Flüge.
Lenny Bruce. Lenny Bruce. Let's get our next talent scout up here, Mrs. Dudley Full. Hello, Ms. Full. How are you tonight?
Very nice.
Are you comfortable in there, huh?
I sure am.
Over here where you can get right in it.
All righty.
Tell me, what do you do besides being Mr. Full's wife?
Well, I work in my husband's business.
Oh, what's his business?
Well, he's a manufacturer of rubber-covered baseballs and softballs.
Rubber-covered baseballs?
Yes, sir.
This I never heard of before.
Well, it's something very different. You can play with a ball in all kinds of weather, and it outlasts a leather-covered ball by many, many innings.
Is that so?
Yes.
Do they use them in the National Leagues, in the American Leagues?
Well, some of the major leagues are using them, and all of the minor leagues, and schools and colleges all over the country.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does your husband do besides make these rubber-covered balls?
Well, he has a baseball pitching machine.
A baseball pitching machine? Oh,
yes.
My. That's for me. You mean it just keeps throwing them out in the same
place? That's right.
So a man can practice batting.
Uh-huh,
yeah, that's all right.
Right.
That's okay. Did you bring some talent?
Yes, I brought my very good friend, Margarita Tani.
Where's she come from?
Well, she's from Fresno, California.
Fresno?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How'd she get all the way here?
Well, as you know, CBS has been running a talent audition in the West Coast, and Margarita Tani as a singer, and she won first prize about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes. Therefore, she wins an appearance here on this show, huh?
That's
okay,
right.
Let's bring her out here. Thank you very much, Mrs. Full. The talent is Margarita Tani. Choose a winner here for us tonight. Before, while they're doing that, while they're making up their minds, would you look into this Lipton noodle soup mix for me? This is awful good stuff. I got a box of it down here. You get in the handy package here, 3. I don't know. I said the other day, what's handy about 3 packages? I don't know, but they come together like that. And inside of each envelope, see, there's a whole bunch of funny-looking stuff. Which, if you pour it into a pot full of boiling water, turns out to be soup. And doggone good soup, too. You simply empty the entire contents of this envelope into 1 quart of boiling water, and in 7 minutes, it's all finished. It's good. Full of chicken broth and egg noodles. There's chicken in it. There's chicken in it. Some kind of chicken, I don't know, but
Says chicken broth, real chicken broth. Well, what else could you make real chicken broth out of? Cabbage? It's got to be chicken. And it's awful good soup. You ever try it, any of you? Do you know what it is? Thank you very much. I would have appreciated it more if there had been more enthusiasm, but that's all right. Let's get the... somebody loan me a pencil. Let's see who you folks want to win this show tonight. Let's bring them on out here. Our first artists were the Eddie Smith Trio, if you remember. The Eddie Smith Trio. Thank you. Then there was the vocalist, John Connolly.
Because you come to me with not saying...
Thank you. Then the comedian, Lenny Bruce.
You found me, you found that is the thing.
And the soprano, Marguerite Tawney.
Dio mare quante bello, tira tante.
All right, thank you. You know what you did, don't you? Gave me two of them, Lenny Booth and John Connolly. Lenny Booth and John Connolly. Those boys were tied, and therefore... Come on over here, fellas. Let me congratulate you. Lenny...
Thanks very
you
much,
Ed. You flugel, you, that's all right. John, I tell you what, you both come on, show up with me now in the morning show beginning tomorrow, huh? And then we'll settle the whole deal there. That's the way it starts. God bless you. It's just the beginning, but it's a start.
Thanks. What a soup. What a delicious soup. What a delicious, thrifty soup. Lipton's noodle soup. Yes, everybody loves that rich chicken broth, those golden egg noodles. Now enriched for even more nourishment. And that wonderful, fresh, homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton Noodle Soup Mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups. About 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton Noodle Soup tomorrow, for sure. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.